This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Hey, let's face it. There is a pattern that is woven through our lion success. And it started with Kang, our producer. The pattern is Talladega Nights.
We don't know what to do with our hands.
That started with Kang last year when the Lions were winning and looking good doing it. And Kang just got in there and said, I don't know what to do with my hands. A reference from the movie Talladega Nights, the classic ballad of Ricky Bobby. Now they're naming plays after Talladega Nights. Shake and Bake. Did that just blow your mind? Yes, it did.
Well, the fact that Lions fans will say if you're not first, you're last. I mean, this is It's Super Bowl or bust.
They come full circle.
Are they going to name the Hail Mary, Oh Sweet Baby Jesus, instead when they have to run a Hail Mary?
Maybe.
Change the name of the play to Oh Sweet Baby Jesus? Like, what other plays do we name from classic lines from the movie Talladega Nights, which I actually saw? It's not exactly a modern, I mean, it's been around for a while, but still, hey, man, Talladega Nights. Something's going on here.
Start calling all old men Chip.
Yeah. Sure.
You think Jahmyr Gibbs and Montgomery are all jacked up on Mountain Dew?
Gotta be.
Who's the magic man here? Like, we had...
Well, who's the French guy? Are they the Niners?
Or Jean Girard? Oh. Yeah, the Niners are Jean Girard.
You have not beaten us yet. Detroit Lions. Ricky Bobby.
Dan Campbell.
Dan Campbell. You think you've put together a good football team? Kiss me.
What a great movie. That movie's so solid.
It is really funny. It is really, really funny.
You gotta drive a Ford GT with a cougar in the back.
Jared Goff. That wasn't actually a dog in the background. That was a cougar.
Shut up, Karen. What's Quincy barking at back there? Oh, just Karen the cougar in the background.
All right. This is all woven it through. Mm-hmm. Talladega Nights.
I see it now. It's clearly.
Yep.
Who's Walker? Who's Texas Ranger?
We're a car town, man. Yeah, you know, it's Motor City here, man.
He put a cougar in the car. Oh, that's so great. All right, well.
Got a new sponsor. It's Laughing Clown.
Is that a malt liquor?
Malt liquor, yeah.
That's the new uniform.
Yeah.
Right?
Here we go.
If we hear Goff check to Spider Monkey. All right, we know they're all in on Talladega Nights.
If they put a me sticker on their shoulder. What are the initials ME? No, it's not ME. It's me. We play for me.
Right.
Every one of us plays for me.
Me on three.
Yeah.
Did Penny Soul just say me on three?
I think he did.
So funny. So Shake and Bake, they call that play Shake and Bake. You know what I liked about that, though, on a serious note, is, you know, I'm going to bring up the tale of two halves. First half, felt like he had the whole menu working. You didn't throw an incomplete pass, spread the ball around. And he says immediately, yeah, I wish we had gotten a few more deep shots in there. And then goes straight to the second half. Like for him, yeah, we could talk about the first half. It was cool and everything. But he goes straight to the second half and says, that was unacceptable. We have to be better.
Well, he knows it's coming.
He's not, fair enough.
He ain't stupid. I'm sure both of us, our next question was, I mean, we're both fighting over, can you say it?
Who's going to ask
the question? What the hell happened in the second half? He's like, it's unacceptable. I don't even get to say it.
Well, but, you know, there's, you're not going to score every drive, right? But you'd like to score in a drive or two and a half. But I just keep going back to what else happened this weekend in the NFL. Survivor pools blown up all over the place. Upsets happening all over the place. It's so weird to have this perspective on the league, to be at the top-ish, feel like we're worthy of being at the top. And when you look at the league differently now, like, because in the past, all those upsets would have been more about, yeah, they lost. Yeah, they lost. Maybe somebody's going to crack the door open and let us walk through, Tiger style. But now we don't need anybody else to crack the door. We've got a football team that controls its own destiny, literally and figuratively. Like, I feel like they don't need help. And obviously, it's too early in the season. Everybody controls their own destiny. Even Cincinnati controls their own destiny. But literally, but figuratively, it's a whole different thing to feel like you don't need any help.
Oh, it's great to play that way. And I think that's what's kind of also when you relate that to the Tigers. It's great with the Tigers. Control it. Mm-hmm. Great with the Lions. Just control it. You do what you can do. They have nothing to do with, you know, the Commanders taking on the Bengals. Nothing to do with it. Got nothing to do with what happens in the Bears and Packers play, when the, you know, Vikings take on San Francisco, whatever it is. They have nothing to do with it. What you can control is Monday night.
Yep.
And we've got nightmarish games against the Seattle Seahawks in our past. And it's not like long ago. It's every year for the last three, it seems. We've got a playoff nightmare game there. We've got the play that went against us. Because Jim Caldwell didn't know the rule or didn't voice it to the officials. There's a lot of pain when
the refs didn't know the rule.
Right, the refs totally ignored it. You know, there's a lot of pain that's associated with taking on Seattle. And I feel like the Lions are the team that were, for lack of a better term, posterized by Geno Smith a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the Lions put Geno Smith on the map. Now, obviously, they didn't. Geno put himself on the map. But since that game a few years ago, Geno Smith's been a really competent quarterback in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a little frustrating to see that happen. But hopefully they get off to a good start on Monday. The difference, I think, and maybe I'm buying into it too early, and I'll be guilty of it if this is the case. I hope it's not the case.
I think I know what you're going to say.
I love this defense.
I knew it.
I love this defense. They're playing out of their minds. They're just, it's sound. They're so much better in the secondary than what we've seen in the past. I mean, people can be upset with Terry Arnold and his pass interference penalty. I don't care, because they're not resulting in like massive trips to the end zone. I mean,
one of them did.
Well, yeah, but I said they're not. Was one massive?
No.
He's getting better by the week. Carlton Davis on the other side he's a playmaker. I keep going back to that play that he made on Kyler Murray to stop him on 4th-and-1. That's amazing. They might get Rakestraw back soon. You know, maybe they get Melon Fonwu back, and they're gonna be even better in the secondary. Now the defensive line is going through some challenges right now with injuries, but they do have depth, a crazy amount of depth. Sucks about Derek Barnes, but Anzalone can come back.
Well,
I like this defense a lot.
That's one thing that we didn't have time to get to is dealing with injuries now, right?
Well, yeah, but I mean, we can all expect what he would say. Hey, we have next man up mentality.
We believe in Nice, and we believe in Glasgow, and we believe in Brock Wright. Another thing we didn't have time to get to with him is Brock Wright being one of, you know, making the impact that he did. And look, they brought him back for a reason. They matched the offer sheet for a reason, right?
Yeah, and look who tried to sign him away. was San Francisco that tried to sign him.
San Francisco. Yeah.
Jean Girard
of the Jean Girard. Of this whole.
You broke right. You do not want to play for us.
Well, he did actually. He signed
be
it.
Your
right?
downfall.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
I didn't expect a Jean Girard impression. I didn't know you did a Jean.
I don't think it's very good, but it's just a heavy French accent. Stupid French accent.
I actually think it is pretty good. Keg, do you think? I think it's pretty good.
Oh, yeah, it's spot on. Are you part French?
No, sir.
All right, so we lot to get to regarding the Lions and the Tigers and some college football stuff. It's going to be a busy day. Jared Goff just joined us if you missed it. The Hook and Ladder is called Shake and Bake. That's another Ricky Bobby reference.
Shake
and bake.
That's what you do with your hands.
Did that just happen?
Put it back in the oven.
Did that just happen?
That's a different movie.
Is it? I thought when he did it to Jean Girard. He said,
I was thinking of you going on and saying, did we just become best friends?
No. He said, did that just happen when he did the shake and bake in Jean Girard's face?
That just happened.
Dude, I don't get many movie lines here.
This is true.
Yeah.
Nice job, Doug.
Yeah. I want a star. Okay, I have a star for this.
Yeah, but it won't be a gold. It'll be a star.
Fair enough. 97-1 the ticket.